This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on an FYI Friday on The Usual Suspects. Billy D. Washington is our F for Funny Comedian of the Week. We'll have a clip of his coming up at 2:15, 3:15, and we're lucky enough, to have him join us in studio approximately 3:30. So that should be good as well. Fellas, I wanted to follow up on a conversation we had yesterday before we wrap up the NBA talk. Caught up with Coach McHale last night.
Oh, and?
He ain't talking to James. He flat out said, I go, Coach, so, you know, first it was like, you know, the small talk of, hey, what time do you get in? You want to catch, you know, dinner, coffee, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I go, so I thought TNT kind of looked out for you and didn't schedule it. And he goes, yeah, you know, they normally do. But they asked me on this one. I was like, no, I'll do it. It'll be fine. I was like, this is your first time back in the building? He goes, yeah. I go, so when they do those deals, like after shooting, nope, that's sideline reporter. I'm not doing that. I'm not sitting down there. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that answers a question we had going today on the show. Thank you so much.
That is too funny.
Angry McHale is fantastic. I wish he just goes off.
He is.
That's the thing. He seems like such a nice guy, and he is.
Yeah.
He is a nice guy.
He is the nicest guy, friend of the show. I mean, Joel, you've known him for years. You guys are really close. But people do tend to forget that back in the day when he played, he was nasty.
Go look at the Rambis clothesline.
Yeah. Kevin McHale, it might be nice, but if he don't like you or you're his enemy, that dude is nasty. And I'm not going to say dirty.
Everyone was dirty back then.
Whatever the opposite of clean is, he was.
All you got to do is Google Kevin McHale, Kurt Rambis.
I wonder if I asked him if he was dirty, if he would say yes or no.
I think he probably would.
He would admit it.
Like, I think he's probably. But I think his response would be what I said. He goes, everybody was back in the
sure.
day.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the dirtiest player in the NBA at the time. He had a couple teammates that might have been.
I told you guys, man.
Yeah,
when he'd Danny call me Ainge. Down, he would call me down to his office. I could sit there forever and listen to his stories.
Because
every story from that era and back in the day and what they used to do, and I was just like, oh my, just tell another one. Just, yeah. And you're right. And Danny's one of his best friends.
Yeah. And Danny was dirty.
But there's no denying, Danny was really dirty. Danny bit Tree Rollins during a scrum on the floor when they played the
Hawks. Mike Tyson'd him?
Go look that up. Yeah. Danny Ainge flat out bit Tree Rollins when they were on the floor scrumming.
Some of the dirtiest players are the ones you might not even expect either, like Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
He was a dirty player. I mean, we all know Bill Laimbeer was just awful dirty, like, but he didn't try to hide it. He was just a dickhead.
Oh, yeah, he was
the
worst.
He was just like, ah.
Everybody wanted to kill him, but he wanted to kill you first.
Yeah.
Because he went after Jordan, he went after Bird, he went after Barkley. Laimbeer did not care, and everyone hated that dude.
Yeah.
But, Nick, you remember, we did the show with Mario Elie. Before, everybody, remember, you know the clip everybody worries about when Matt Barnes, when the angle was wrong, but everybody thought Matt Barnes threatened to throw the ball off Kobe's face?
Yeah, and it's not even close. Right.
But we had Mario on. Mario, to this day, is still pissed off about the fact that when the Rockets basically wrapped up the fact they were going to beat the Suns in the playoffs, Danny, at close range, threw the ball as hard as he could off of Mario's face.
Yeah.
I remember because I totally forgot about that play, and I remember Mario Elie like reminds like, you don't remember that? He threw that ball at my face. I'm like, my bad, player. I didn't know.
And he was like, yeah, man, go let me see Danny Ainge someday without anybody else.
You think
else
he
around.
Was fighting?
Oh,
I think Mario
no
Elie.
Doubt about
you
it.
Should have seen his face.
Woo!
He would punch Danny Ainge in the throat right now.
Yep,
no problem.
No doubt about it.
I could see that. I could. I don't think I would ever forget that.
And the thing is, when I was in Portland working for the Blazers, Danny was on our team. And if he's on your team, he's like the nicest guy in the world around the office, around practice, whatever like that. But then when you see some of the stuff that he did when he played, you're like, nah, dude, I would have punched you right in the mouth.
Yeah, you're kind of an a-hole.
Yeah, not just kind of. Yeah, he was like the next version of Bill Laimbeer.
He was, just a smaller version for sure. Yeah, there were, but that was the norm. Like, I forget. I think it was Salisbury that tweeted out a video or retweeted a video of like just rough play. The one that led with Olajuwon just mollywopping somebody.
Billy Paul. I sent that out too. Yeah.
Yeah. That just shows you how it was. That don't go down now. Everybody in the NBA now sells wolf tickets. Nobody's fighting.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. None of these dudes are fighting. You saw yesterday or 2 days ago, Paul George wanted no part of PJ Tucker. That was all Wolf tickets, boy. Yeah. He was fake mad. He was definitely fake tough.
We had never had more fun in our lives than when Dwight Howard and KG squared off. And we were all laughing behind the scenes going, like, both security guards could have been playing dominoes in the back. You didn't need them.
Yeah.
But, like, each guy's looking for their crew to get between so there was no fight. It's like, it's okay when one of them's always doing it, but now both of them's doing it. It's like, neither one's going to get near the other one, but they know that they're both on stage because people are going, now let's see what you're going to do. It's like they almost had to try and do something.
Yep.
People forget, by the way, too, Danny Ainge was one of the first two-way players. He played baseball for the Toronto Blue Jays while he was still at BYU. He was
really?
A third baseman. And he was trying to play both and then chose basketball.
Huh.
So he was an athlete.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Good for him. Real quick, somebody asked our thoughts on the fight this weekend.
Okay.
You guys got it. It says, Barry, Nick, Joel, are you taking Krolo or Lomachenko? I think it's pretty much no doubt you take Lomachenko. Like, I don't see it. I was watching Teddy Atlas talk about it. He can't help himself. He was talking about it. He was like, he was being real calm. I forget who was interviewing. He was like, yeah, like, you know, like, I feel like Lomachenko could lose if, for example, like LeBron James came down the aisle dribbling a basketball because it's in the Staples Center, and then Lomachenko turns to look at him and gets caught. But then whoever he was talking to was like, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I could lean to the right, boom, like out of nowhere during the interview. And whoever it was jumped, like she didn't see it, like she wasn't expecting it. He's weird, man. He's weird. He's good at what he does, but he's weird. He's good without Stephen A, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't need Stephen A breaking down boxing. Don't need
Kellerman
that.
It's
more annoying when he interviews Dana now on the UFC fights because they have a deal with ESPN. Yeah. So he does those interviews with Dana.
He tries to act like he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, it's a disaster.
See, Dana doing the promo, trying to get people to buy ESPN Plus, too.
Oh, really?
It's just not smooth.
What is the odds of the Lomachenko fight?
Nick, who you got? I know the name Lomachenko more, so that's, you know, I'm not, the fight game is not
probably
my,
pound for pound best fighter in the world right now.
I'll probably pick Lomachenko as well. I just, he does need a little bit more more experience. It's just too soon to tell how good this guy is really going to be with only what I think 11 or 10 or 12 fights under his belt.
I figured it was pretty bad. Where is it? Krolo's a plus 1600. Lomachenko is a minus. Are you ready? A minus 10,000.
Wow. Oh, man.
It's not even close. Like, yeah, it's not even close. That's what I thought. Like, this is not even going to be a close fight.
That's just, they're just trying to build that guy's brand.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's got way more experience than him.
Who?
The guy he's fighting.
Krolo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about that cat. I just know Lomachenko is one of the better fighters right now in boxing.
Yeah, he's got some hype behind him.
Minus 10,000?
Yeah. I don't know what they know about the Krolo guy, but...
Somebody else asked on Twitter our thoughts on TJ Dillashaw. I think if you cheat, and at least he owned it.
I think in his statement,
he said, my bad, I messed up. But, I mean, if you cheat, you deserve it. You deserve it. But here's the funny thing. There's a lot of guys in that sport that cheat. Whether it's they cheat just to get there and then stop. But I know so many local fighters that use something. And it may not be what you think. Like, I've known fighters in the past that not necessarily are they using steroids or PEDs, but they'll do a bump right before a fight. They'll go out and fight on cocaine in the ring, having just done cocaine in the locker room before they made the walk to the cage.
Is that for
energy? More wired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More alert.
It's pumped up.
Because I want to ask you guys the question. When they're cheating, are they cheating for more strength? Are they cheating so that they can drop more weight?
A lot of times it's for recovery. It's for quicker recovery. I mean, they do for strength and speed and all that other stuff too, but a lot of times it's for recovery because they get injured. You can heal way faster with some of these PEDs. And you can suffer some serious injuries and heal probably twice as fast than the normal rest or heal, you know, recovery time. And that's huge.
And not only that, but just like most athletes that'll do PEDs, it does allow you to work out harder and longer, and then the recovery time is less. So you can literally work out every single day. You get bigger, and you do so over a shorter amount of time. And then, of course, there's, you know, a ton of drawbacks to it. But a lot of guys that I knew locally, at least, there were, I mean, you could see the dudes at weigh-ins with back acne just everywhere. You're like, and they're ripped. They're just these big, like, and you're just like, dude, you are definitely cheating. Like,
yeah,
you, like
especially
everyone
that back,
knows this.
The back now, acne is a big indicator.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Like, there was one guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but he had breasts. He had chick boobies.
Yeah.
Then he had to go have a reduction. In fact, you may have to dump me on this, but, well, I can't say it. No, don't. It used to rhyme. It rhymes with Bitties, but that's what his nickname was. It started with a T. Called him Bitties. That was his nickname because he had chick breasts from the steroids.
You should have seen the Rock's doctor and got a reduction.
Exactly.
You trained with Phil Mickelson?
No, but like there was a lot. I mean, it was rampant. And the problem was that TDLR, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, didn't have testing.
Wow.
So you could go to the ring on coke and PEDs and no one cared and you just fought. And now they have testing, but it's random. It's random, quote unquote. If you fight in the UFC, they're going to test you.
Yes, and it's each commission had its own budget, but when they got their third party testing, now it's they got to deal with them, and it's expensive, but they deal with it.
And now locally, still though, I don't know if it's changed. I haven't covered a fight in years, but I know when I got out of the game, it was all random, and every single fight that I ever covered in the state of Texas, they didn't do testing afterwards.
I bet you if it's a regional promotion, there's a huge possibility that happens.
Legacy.
Yeah, but if it's the UFC,
they're always testing now.
Yeah, because they got everybody. That deal.
Yeah. Absolutely. But like, yeah, Legacy, I would cover a Legacy fight. No testing. Never. You know, I could name you guys that held a belt that I know for a fact were coked up during their fight.
Every fight, even if that fighter wasn't that good.
My dad?
Your dad had a belt when he was going to whoop your ass. No. Different belt.
I thought you were saying his dad didn't blow or something.
Yeah, I was like, what? And everybody that held the belt. I was like, his dad held the belt? We heard about it.
I'm devastated right now. I had no idea.
Your dad was going to whoop your ass with a belt.
Actually, he did whoop me one time for getting high. I would be so mad if I found out he was a hypocrite. You probably whooped me while you were on coke. You probably did coke to have enough stamina to whoop me for smoking weed. That is not right, Pop.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. Stay tuned for another clip from Billy D. And then he'll be joining us in the third hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those 3-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
My kids love to play in our yard, but so do
fire ants, weeds, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builders Southern Triple Action takes care of all three. Now, with just one bag, you can prevent fire ants for up to 6 months, kill dollar weed and clover, and feed for greener grass so your lawn thrives. All guaranteed, only from Scott's. One application, triple action.
My kids' playground is back.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Southern Triple Action today.
I'm Dick Height, owner of Norton Ditto. If you love the game of golf, you'll love the Masters. The quality of play, the elegance of the golf course, and the respect the gallery has for the game. Many gentlemen who will be attending this year's Masters shopped in Norton Ditto to make sure they were dressed properly. We were honored they chose us to assist them. When it comes to dressing for special occasions, come to Norton Ditto. We know the game.
Norton Ditto on West Alabama at Kirby Drive and Hughes Landing in the Woodlands.
Hi, I'm Brooks Powell. By now, I'm sure you've heard the ads for Thrive Plus, the company I started right here in Houston and pitched on Shark Tank last year. Well, that same great company has a brand new name, Cheers. Cheers is a product designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. To use it, just take 3 Cheers capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. Not convinced? Try us. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will literally give you your money back. Order Cheers risk-free today at cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com.
Hey, the kids are headed off to school, so this is a great time to get stuff done around the house. While they're in school, Jeff Aronoff and his guys can get that work done. What do you need? A new countertop, a new vanity, a fireplace face, new marble, new granite, new outdoor kitchen, new outdoor patio. He does it all, and he does it at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. So look, if you're looking to upgrade, you call Jeff Aronoff, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite. You know what springs can do for you? At Texas Mattress Makers, they'll give you an extra bounce, conform to your body better, and give you the latest in high-tech support. It's all straight from the Texas Mattress Makers factory. Showroom sales are now underway, so find the perfect bed for you. High-tech springs included. At Texas Mattress Makers, you get more comfort, more support, guaranteed. Visit Texas Mattress Makers at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy or 4619 Navigation Corner of Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code PLUS. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS. That's P-L-U-S.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Saying going out like a sucker, no way.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I like yard sales. I went to this one in particular and picked up a bunch of men's clothing and some luggage, and it turns out it wasn't a yard sale at all. It was an argument in progress. Thank you. Okay. If I was white and I got in a fight, I wouldn't be the first one to go to jail. If I was white and I got on a flight, people would want to sit next to me. I'm not singing this song to say that anything's wrong, but if I was white, I could go anywhere. White women wouldn't ask to touch my hair.
Billy D. Washington, our comedian of the week for FBF Friday. That dude is funny.
My guy is a classic, and I don't want to get all mushy when he gets here, but I'll just say this. My stand-up anniversary, when is that coming up? In fact, I think it's next week. When is it? Yep. April 17th. 6 years in the business. I would not be where I am without Billy D. Like, that dude has done so much for me. Just and it was through so many little things. So, shout out to Billy D, man. One of the best to do it. And very happy he's going to be able to join us.
Great dude. Yep. Diehard Houston sports fan.
Yep.
So knows lots stuff. To talk about. Yep.
Been around sports radio for a long time. Been on a lot of shows, doing a lot of stuff. So he'll be a great guest. Funny, entertaining. Knows his stuff too.
Yep.
Opinionated.
Oh yes.
He has his own opinions. So
yeah, sir.
He probably
sure
won't agree.
Which is
but
good.
That's
though.
All right.
But that happens.
Speaking of comedy, Demetrius texted the show and reminded me of this. I had seen this briefly this morning, but he's like, "Hey, Barry, this is Demetrius. Ian Cognito died on stage." While doing his act, everyone thought it was part of his performance. And I remember seeing the headline this morning. Sure enough, Ian Cognito at 60 died on stage. He collapsed. Going into the show, he said he didn't feel good. He didn't, you know, he wasn't feeling well. And they were like, "Well, don't do the show." He goes, "No, they bought the tickets. They paid. I'm going to do the show." Said he wasn't feeling well. While on stage, he joked about dying in front of them. And then like 10 to 15 minutes later, collapsed and died.
Oh, no.
And everyone in the crowd thought it was part of the act. Because he had made jokes about dying in front of them before. Just the worst. Because you know every person in there, when that man died, started laughing. Because they didn't know.
Sure.
Because they didn't know. And yep. I'm just like, could you imagine how horrible would you feel thinking that, oh, this guy's just, this is part of the act. It's crazy the way he just slumped over and fell down and ha ha ha, what? Like he really, and then you're laughing at that.
Well, imagine the
you
walkout.
You would feel awful.
Yeah, imagine the walkout. You're with your wife or whatever, and you're walking out, and you were like waiting for it to pick back up again, and now you're shaking your head, going, walking out the exit sign, going, I just saw a dude die.
I mean, right in the middle of his set, died.
That's crazy.
It reminds me of a situation I had when I was working for my dad. There was like this lady waiting to get her tire fixed, and she started slumping over and laying on the customer sitting next to her on his shoulder. And the customer is looking at me like, what's her deal? I'm like, man, she must be tired.
Yeah.
She's just tired, man. I'm sorry. I picked her up once. She fell back on the customer. And she's just laying on his shoulder. Come to find out, it was her diabetes.
Oh.
We called the ambulance. She got insulin. She, you know.
She made it?
Oh, she was cool. Thank God.
Because at first I was like, man, y'all prices were killing her.
I know. Yeah. Like, it's really too much to fix this tire.
Y'all need to lower your boot. These prices. Oh, my God.
$20 for a tire patch? Get out of here. No, but I was so shocked. I'm like, oh, my God. She's having an issue.
I don't know that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, like, if you had your choice, if you could die wherever, whenever, do you have a, like, oh, I would want to, where?
In my sleep.
In your sleep?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I think a lot of people like, oh, I love comedy so much, I would want to die on stage. No, I wouldn't. You know why I wouldn't want to die on stage? Because you poop yourself when you die a lot of times.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't want to do that in front of a room full of people. I just want to poop in the bed like normal.
So, and I don't want to get too much into this.
Not that I poop in the bed a lot. I mean a lot.
I've told you guys this. One, my dad passed away in his sleep.
That's the way to go.
And it was ideal because we had talked. I told him I loved him. We talked about the Rockets game that night.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation. Told him I loved him. He went to sleep. He fell asleep in his big chair and never woke up.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, to your point, not only do you poop yourself, but you got to worry about other things. So my dad dies. My dad had a hairpiece since he was 21. All right? He always wore a rug.
Mm-hmm.
When the paramedics came, first thing out of my mom's mouth, guys, whatever you do, can you just make sure that that piece stays on his head?
Yeah.
Because he would be so appalled and embarrassed
if it wasn't
if they
on
took
there.
Him out and he didn't have that on his head.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal.
Yeah, honor that request. Absolutely.
Man,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to die on stage, though. That would be awful.
That would be rough.
I wouldn't want to die on this show, either.
Plus, when you collapse, isn't it kind of a hard fall? Like, when you can't control your fall... Like, it's a hard fall.
I mean, well, you're dead, feel so it ain't going to matter.
Yeah, you're not going to feel
no,
it.
No, but it's,
just
not,
do me a favor.
It's not visually pleasing either for the people watching.
Yeah, well, that's true. But just do me a favor. If I die on the show, just turn the stream off. I don't want people seeing me poop myself. That's all I'm asking.
They won't. You're behind the desk.
Yeah, okay. Behind the desk.
That's true. That's all I'm asking. Yeah, that's very sad, though, man. I don't know of him. Ian Cognito was his name. He was 60. If I saw a video, maybe I would recognize him, but... real name was Paul Barbieri.
Okay.
Barbieri. I probably messed that up. B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I.
You won't hear from him.
Wow.
Just letting you know.
Wow.
Too soon? My bad.
Comedy equals time. Tragedy plus timing. Too soon, Joel. We just...
My bad.
We weren't even out of the dead man segment yet. And you already making jokes about me? I could not be more proud of you right now.
Thank you very much. Two shows tonight? No, not me, you.
Be more proud. By the way, real quick, I just want to read this text. We were talking about drug testing in the UFC and in MMA. Got this text from a listener. It says, random my ass. I got tested for my pro debut and have been tested every month since I signed with the UFC. I think I know who that is. Juan Adams, local UFC fighter you guys need to put on your radar. Great dude, great fighter, and that doesn't surprise me. So they like that. They like that, Juan.
You're not getting that from Hannibal and Mr. T. I can tell you that.
That's right.
And the rest of the whatever team. So we've got 90 in the books. 90 still to go to the big show. Second half is going to be big. Billy D is going to join us in studio and lots more to get to. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Visit Star Motor Cars or starmotorcars.com today and take advantage of special spring offers on a Mercedes-Benz. Star Motor Cars is Houston's authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, located at 7000 Old Katy Road near Memorial Park. Visit Star Motor Cars or starmotorcars.com now during the Mercedes-Benz Spring Event. Star Motor Cars and starmotorcars.com, Houston's authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership since 1970.
It's hard to find a trustworthy roofer. Joel Blank here for Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is a locally owned company that can help with all your roofing needs. What sets them apart is they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of roofers in the U.S. are authorized to offer the CertainTeed roofing system. Fitz Roofing also has an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau. Sounds like a roofer you can trust, right? Go online. FitzRoofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z. FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Hey. Look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's a new, straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Want to try your luck growing your own vegetables? You don't need luck. You just need the Home Depot. Right now, well-established vegetables and herb plants are Spring Black Friday priced at 5 for just $15. And Miracle-Gro soil, get 5 for just $10. Your plants will hit the ground running, and you'll be well on your way to a successful harvest. Today is the day for doing. The Spring Black Friday prices on veggies, herbs, and Miracle-Gro soil. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Limit 80 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
Tax day's coming. And with tax reform affecting most filers, you may need extra help this year. No one knows tax reform better than H&R Block. And with offices open early and late, no one makes getting your taxes done easier. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your docs to get your taxes out the door and your maximum refund in your pocket. Down to the last minute. Block has your back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go. Big show. Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Always a big show. Bigger when it's an FYF Friday. And even bigger when we can get our Comedian of the Week in studio. We've been making a habit of that recently. At least trying to, right?
That's right.
So that's a good
something,
thing.
Something different.
Yeah, our big fella from Pittsburgh couldn't make it because of the back issue.
That's right. He felt so bad, by the way.
Man.
I told him that Aaron Rabel was really looking forward to meeting him. He was a big fan, watched the special four times. He was like, well, tell him I owe him one. And he's like, why didn't you give him tickets? I was like, well, you only had the one show tonight and he couldn't make it. So it was, we'll rendezvous next time. So he said he would make it up to us.
Great dude.
Ronnie the Gym Rat on Twitter said, Barry, what's the info on your show tonight? So Southern Star Brewing Company, 9 p.m. start time. I probably don't hit the stage until at least 9:45, but there's some really funny comics. So get there on time, 9 o'clock, $10 cover. And, of course, it's at a brewery, so I'm sure there's something that alcohol will be served.
Please remember to tip your bartenders and waiters.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know.
As long as you get paid.
That's all I care about.
Yes.
Yes, that's all I care about. Couple of texts. Hey, Barry, did you friend that chick that is suing the Astros? What's the update on that? So I couldn't find her on Facebook. I did find her on Instagram, but I didn't send her a friend request on Instagram because that's creepy. I didn't want to do that. I would do it, and then... whatever, but I couldn't find her on Facebook, so I just left it.
I was telling Nick, Lisa's home with a sinus infection. She's got a really bad sinus infection. But if she was going to work today, I wanted her to check with Melissa Correa and everybody, because I'm pretty sure that based on what everybody uncovered with the messages yesterday about the fact that she's probably pulled back on this whole lawsuit thing.
That would probably be smart if everything that got posted was true.
If that's all valid, yeah. She should probably rethink the whole WWE lawyer thing.
The whole thing about, I mean, if you're going to raise a lawsuit, that's when you stay off social media.
Yeah.
You don't post or tweet nothing.
Well, but the other thing is when your lawyer sits down with you, the first thing that you should go over is after it happened, did you use social media in any way to say anything? Some people on Facebook like to say, God, I went to the Astros game last night and this happened, and go into detail. On Twitter, they might say exactly what people were kicking out there to show as evidence of, hey, there was this a-hole fan that tried to take a T-shirt from me and this happened. Well, that's solid legal work. That's the first thing you ask for. Just like when you're going through a divorce and the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to scour your social media.
Of course.
Yeah, it's what they do in divorces, too. Like, when you get a divorce, the first thing they do is they look at...
He what? Literally just said that.
What?
I just said that.
Oh.
It's okay.
I didn't hear that. My bad.
It's all right.
Hey, guys, did y'all see the IG girl Jessie Taylor got her account deleted? Classic meltdown.
Guess who we the can't hell is, see it now.
Who the hell is Jessie Taylor? I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Google. Because we're not going to be able to see it if she got her account taken down.
Who is this chick?
Jihad?
Instagram influencer reports deleted account to police. Controversial influencer Jessie Taylor's Instagram. Is this the chick whose mom got her in somewhere?
No, that's Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Yeah.
No, that's not the same.
Is this the one whose dad was like, you done goofed, I'm calling the cops? Do you remember that guy?
I don't.
You don't? I don't remember. You done goofed?
No.
There was this chick.
You gonna have him on the show?
Oh, I
would podcast?
Trust me, I would love to, him and his daughter. But I remember back in the day, there was some chick sitting at her computer crying. Y'all are always picking on me and saying
Jesse
I'm
Slaughter.
Ugly.
Is the model?
That's the, you done goofed?
That's the, you done goofed, yeah.
Oh, the I'll dad's play. Like, oh, yeah.
Is there swearing in it or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, then I won't play it. Let me screen it first.
Okay, do that real quick. I just want the part where he goes, you done goofed. I'm calling. He's like, all you internet people, I'm taking your names and we'll turn it over to the police. Y'all done goofed. It's the best. Like, it's like, dad, really, you're not helping. I'm already getting bullied online. Now you're just making it worse. Now I'm a meme. Thanks a lot, a-hole. I went from getting bullied by a few people to being a meme on the entire internet. Not good. But yeah, I don't know who this Jessie Taylor is, but apparently she had her internet, her Instagram deleted, and now she's mad.
Yeah, there's...
whatever. She looks like a typical... She doesn't look like anyone either any of us would follow. It looks like I would hate everything she posts.
She looks like the barista at Starbucks.
A little bit. Like, her eyes are weird.
But boy,
is it me or do her eyes not match? Our one eye looks a lot bigger than the other one.
You're right.
Like, I'm not making fun. I'm just suggesting that Her eyes do not match. I know, like, on your body, some, like, you know, you'll have one testicle that hangs lower than the other. Women will, what? That's true. That's a, one, women will have one breast that's larger than the other. I never realized you'll have one eye that's bigger than the other. But I guess that would make sense if, you know, things don't always match up on your body.
So. I'm just looking at the comments based on a guy that is talking about it on YouTube. And everybody's telling her to stop whining. Oh. Of course, the compassionate ones are saying she needs to get in the gym and get a little bit tighter and in shape.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
Yeah.
I would never say those mean things.
So
is
I don't
there,
know.
Is there cursing
I'm
in
hoping,
it?
I'm just hoping that nothing happened to her, like, seriously.
Yeah.
And who said you're going to beat my daughter up? You will have to deal with the police because you done goofed.
If your dad did that while you were on social media, I would just have a heart attack. I'd be like, bro, please get out. I don't need.
She warned him, too. She was like, shh, don't say this. Don't say that. She was worried about what he was going to say.
Oh,
I've
God.
Never seen this
you
video.
You done goofed. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That was a big one back in the day. You done goofed. I'm turning all your names in to the police. Everyone that threatened to beat up my daughter. It's like, oh, you're not helping.
You should request them on your podcast, and they'll be like, no, I'm not coming up. They'd be like, nope, like, you done goofed, bro.
You done goofed.
It's the 15 podcast, sir.
Somebody said, I swear Nick says some of the stupidest stuff, but he makes me laugh so hard. He's not worrying about dying. He's worried about the fall. And Barry not wanting someone to witness him poop himself.
I'm just saying, if you're there, you don't want to see that big fall, especially as fat as you are, Barry. That's just going to be a loud knock on the floor. No one wants to see that or hear that.
Listen.
Yeah, but the thing is, he ain't going to feel it.
Exactly. Oh, you're saying from the visual,
yeah.
From the audience's perspective, yeah. not the guy dying.
Yeah, you dumbass on the text line.
But Nick, think about this. Think about how many people.
Did you just call me fat?
Yeah.
God, you're such a.
Think about how many people rubberneck during an accident.
I was having a good Friday.
Exactly.
They want to look away, but they won't.
100%.
So maybe they want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think
I don't want to witness anybody.
Barry wants to see it.
No, I don't want to see that. I mean, I've seen plenty of comedians die on stage, but just because their jokes were bad. I definitely don't want to see an actual death on stage.
Especially
that would
if it's
be
your,
awful.
Especially if it's you.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
want to see you.
I don't want to die on stage either way. Somebody wanted to know, do we think Embiid possibly being out for a game or two affects the first round?
No.
No, I don't think so.
But did you see?
I think the East is pretty cut and dry to me.
I agree, but evidently one person doesn't. Damon Jones, who, by the way, wanted to intern for me at the Rockets
really?
All the time, right? And I'm glad he's getting a chance on First Take and ESPN. But I think he's trying too hard. He picked Orlando in an upset.
Oh, yeah?
Orlando's going to beat Philly?
I don't see that.
I don't either. And you know what? Embiid could sit the entire series, and I don't think Orlando's beating Philly.
No. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope. I don't. I agree with you.
I think you're out there, D. Jones.
Yeah, a little bit. Ooh, I just found out one of my shows is on a night at a sports bar where the Rockets are playing. That's going to be awful.
Oh, you're going to be.
That is going to be the
concentration
awful show.
And attention to you might be kind of waning.
Well, usually they'll turn the TVs off if you have a comedy show at a sports Ooh. Bar. That's probably not going to happen this time unless they schedule. Idea. It looks like they may try to schedule the show before the Rocket game. So,
okay.
That would be good.
Yeah, that definitely.
That's the play would. Right there.
Did you see, you and I were talking about home runs
mm-hmm.
and exit velocity and all this stuff. Did you see this Peter Alonso home run for the
I
Mets?
I did not. I heard something about it, but I have not seen it.
Oh, my God. And I put it on Twitter, okay? But just to, so you guys, if you don't know who he is, Peter Alonso was the guy during spring training. Remember, he was playing first base, and Josh Reddick hit him and just fell like he hit a wall?
Yeah.
And they made a big deal of it. Well, he's a prospect that they weren't sure if he was going to make
Mets,
the squad
right?
or not with the Mets.
Okay.
But he's got six bombs already. The one he hit last night, exit velocity, 118 miles an hour
Damn.
To dead center field.
Damn.
And in dead center field, I want to tell you, about halfway up over the wall, there's a ledge. And then there's like, they had used to have in Kansas City, there's a waterfall.
Uh-huh.
That ball was floating.
Wow.
And it left on a clothesline. So if you want to wow. see a bomb, and you and I were talking about this, the only two guys to hit balls harder since they started charting all this stuff, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Is this Ozeen Anderson, by the way?
I believe, yes, it is.
Wow.
What do you got?
Overrated on all fronts, honestly.
I mean, she's morphing into a completely different human being.
She uses a lot of, like, accessories. Eyelashes wouldn't and give hair a damn. And...
Not impressed.
No, it's but just, I'm just but saying,
from a personality and a look
it's
standpoint.
It's the reason... Oh, is she not, is not she impressed. An awful person?
Not impressed at all.
I just don't recognize her. She looks like Michael Jackson. Like, you know how he morphed from off the wall to bad? And that's what... She looks like she's, like, morphing into somebody else. Wow.
She does change the look a lot, too.
Yeah, she's a chameleon, I guess. I don't know. That's why I had to ask if that was her. Because I'm like, no way that's her. It is.
It couldn't have been Jemele Hill because she moved on.
Yeah.
They moved. And by the way,
and they don't look alike.
I was reading an article this morning that I think Jemele Hill had the same deal as Michael Smith because they were asking, like, what happened to Michael Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Smith has a 4-year, $10 million deal with ESPN, and now he's not even working. They're using him sparingly, but they're still paying him 2.5 a year.
I wish I could get that. I swear, if David Gal's like, look, we're barely going to use you on The Usual Suspects. You might do like an hour a week, but you can get... I'm in.
That'd be great.
I know you're in.
An hour a week?
You shut your whore mouth.
How do we do that?
Yeah. If I could still get paid, trust me.
Dude, if you get 2.5 to coast?
If I didn't have to look at your dumb ass face every day and still get my check, bro, are you kidding me? Listen to the stupid things you say.
Hey, you that texter can kiss my ass.
Fellatio. The other day...
It sounded like plantar fellatio.
Plantar fasciitis. He asked about fellatio. This is where we're at. This is, man. Boy. I am so envious sometimes of the other shows on other stations because their producers sound smart.
See, it's just not nice.
I'm not saying I want to be there. I'm just saying I wouldn't mind having a smart producer.
I wouldn't mind you dying on stage, sir.
We know. This is what we've gotten.
I know. Your dumbass takes are going to kill me. I'll tell you that. What is this? Was that the home run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to show it, but it was a laser.
Oh, good. We get to talk Eastern Conference basketball? Do we want to do that? All right. Maybe
it's our buddy, though. It's Ashton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Ashton. He's a loyal suspect, so we can
maybe,
see that.
Yeah, oh, for sure, then. We got to take his call.
All right. Rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Don't go anywhere. It's The 4:00. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part, play for cold hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I've been playing on Draft. I play season long. I also play the daily, and I love it. If I want to put Astros on my team, I can do it, and I don't have to share the players with anybody else. So join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store and play right from your computer or at draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those 3-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
My kids love to play in our yard, but so do...
Fire ants, weeds, and weak, thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builders Southern Triple Action takes care of all three. Now, with just one bag, you can prevent fire ants for up to 6 months, kill dollar weed and clover, and feed for greener grass so your lawn thrives. All guaranteed, only from Scott's. One application, triple action.
My kids' playground is back.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Southern Triple Action today.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Looking for a great job in Houston? Don't settle for just anything. Let GEICO give you the career you want. With exciting positions and claims, you can enjoy amazing career growth and great benefits like comprehensive healthcare packages, 401k, tuition reimbursement, and more. Simply go to geico.job/Houston today to submit your application. Don't miss this great opportunity from GEICO.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hymns.com because 4hymns offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hymns.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hymns.com/going. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hymns.com/going. forhims.com/going.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The world traveler graced us with his presence in the last break. Lance Zierlein, who is everywhere.
I saw him in the hall. We fist bumped, and he goes, "Are we supposed to hug?" And I was like, "Why in the hell would I do that?" He goes, "I don't know. Is we supposed to? I don't know. Aren't you a germaphobe?" I was like, "Not that bad. Like, I certainly don't want to hug."
I think more than anything else, Barry, you need to realize that he's completely out of touch with the real world right now.
Lance?
Yeah, until the draft.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He has no idea what's going on.
Did you see Raheel's video?
No.
Special delivery. Raheel goes and knocks on his office door. You hear his other go, "Who is it?" He's like, "Special delivery." He's like, "Okay." And then he opens the door and Lance goes, "What is it?" He goes, "It's a smile." He's like, "Get the bleep out of my office." So funny.
Again, if you don't know, up until the draft for his NFL network duties, Lance locks himself in his office. He's got a big screen TV. He's got notes all over the whiteboard. He's got complete breakdowns of every player he has to get to. It is absolutely nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah, that dude is 1,000% dedicated to his craft. That is for sure. This something's wrong with my box.
Oh, see? You leave me no choice but to isolate that.
Something is wrong with my box.
You're not going to be able to hear Ashton on the hotline?
My box is broken.
You sound so sympathetic. When I do something like that, you're like, "Got him!"
When I put this thing in my box, it doesn't work. My headphone thing.
Fireworks going off too
just,
soon,
no,
Barry.
I just lost an ear. Like, not lost an ear, but lost a headphone. I couldn't hear. Like,
you always
going
have
on.
Headphone issues.
No, these work great. It's the box. My box has a disease, a virus.
You don't want AD coming in during a break because he's going to come in hot and angry.
I don't care as long as he fixes it. I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. Like, sometimes my chair will accidentally hit this, and then my headphones will go like 5 times higher than they normally are.
How come Joel doesn't have any of these issues?
Never have.
I don't know. Because I've got he chose the rich side of the desk. Gave me the side with the stupid thing under here.
It's not true.
Yeah, you did. When we sat down.
I go deaf every time I plug my headphones in because Charlie is like hard of hearing.
I'm just saying, if you sat over here, you'd be having these problems.
But I've learned that's another Palillo.
What?
When he changes his tone on a like he changes perspective on a comment, he'll be like talking about the Astros and he go, "Yeah, you know the Astros in Seattle, but the Mariners are playing well these days."
You're so mean. He's gonna. I swear, one day he's gonna get on a stool and punch you.
Pink Valkyrie on Twitter. What? Is there a D in Barry's box? Good tweet.
You are a 5-year-old. Let's just go to Ashton's call.
Ashton!
Dumbass. Just idiot. Ashton, what's up, man? Save the show, please.
Hey, what's up? I got three things. I'm not really trying to talk about the Eastern Conference playoffs because, like you said, it's probably going to be pretty cut and dry. But my thing is, and Joel can probably give some perspective on this because he's hung out with a bunch of different players, but out of all those top four teams, you talk about the Raptors, the Bucks, and the 76ers and the Celtics, which one of them is the weakest mentally, I would say, because at some point that's going to weigh into who wins games, right? Like Marcus Smart being out for the Celtics is going to drop their mental toughness or even, you know, in certain cases, their physical toughness down significantly. And then on top of that, I wanted to ask a shoe-related question. Are they just waiting to see if Giannis wins the MVP to announce his signature shoe? Is that what the deal is?
Oh, that's a good question.
So he's been wearing Kobe's all year, and they said that it's coming, but they did not say when. But he's supposed to have the signature shoe, and they didn't put a date on it, so I don't know. I mean, it'd be great. Like, Chris Paul is weird. Chris Paul's always comes out right before the playoffs,
yeah.
And he's wearing them now, but there's little to no fanfare on the CP3s as opposed to, like, the PG-13s and all the other ones.
I just feel like all the signature shoes right now are ugly. I don't feel like there's any shoes that I would wear from a fashion perspective. Maybe they're good to hoop in, and that's what they should be for. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, like Jordans, like I felt like some of those were fashion forward. You could still wear them off the court.
They became iconic just in the look.
Yeah, and I wouldn't buy any Hardens just to wear with jeans. I wouldn't buy Chris Paul shoes. Like, I don't know. These current
versions of shoes. Kyrie's are very popular, at least.
They look weird. Like, it all started to me with Kobe's and Durant's. Those two lines and the way that they designed those shoes just were always ugly to me. LeBron's early signature shoes were great. Ones, twos, threes, and fours. I dug those. They had a Jordan feel to them in a way. But then now they're like more KD than Jordan, and I don't like them.
Okay.
Get off my lawn.
There you go.
That was my old rant.
Yeah. In terms of mental toughness, you got any comment of the top four?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any single, like, nothing stands out to me. Like, oh, this whole team is mentally weak. I don't think that's the case. I think Kyrie was kind of a crybaby this year, but it doesn't mean he doesn't have that killer instinct. It doesn't mean that he's mentally weak.
The whole rest of the team went to a game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're playoff tested.
Yeah, and yeah, especially when you look at what they did shorthanded and... I don't think the Sixers mentally are that weak. The Raptors certainly. I mean, Kawhi, when he makes his mind up. But the problem was, and they were talking about this a little bit, there's some guys that might not be here next year that are in the playoffs. Kawhi and even Durant. And if I'm not mistaken, Kyrie, they're on their last year.
Jimmy Butler.
Of their deal. Yeah, there's another one. So you're like, oh, boy, this could be interesting, too. How much allegiance do these guys really have to these teams and wanting to how invested are they?
I think
right?
the investment is you only get so many chances to get that ring, and that ring is such a big thing when they talk about legacies and Hall of Fame and all those different things. But when you look at like mental toughness, Kyle Lowry's a guy that's got the James Harden tag too. Come playoff time, he disappears.
Yeah.
So Kawhi, for as good as he is, Kyle's a guy that disappears. You got Tobias Harris and a lot of guys, not a lot of experience in Philadelphia, but you got J.J. Redick that does. Jimmy yeah. Butler that does. So they'll stabilize. Boston might be the most volatile simply because they've had such a roller coaster season in the East. And Milwaukee because a lot of these guys aren't playoff tested. Young.
Yeah, that's why I still feel like, man, Philly might be like you just mentioned everybody on that team. And I don't know, Philly to me might be the play there.
Well, your boy Damon Jones also said that's the team coming out of the East.
I think that's when we were picking. I think I had Philly beating Toronto.
I said I had Toronto.
Did you?
Yeah, I took Toronto coming out of the East.
Hmm.
I think Nick, I'm not sure. I thought you did too.
I don't even remember. I have to look at the spreadsheet.
I think
to be
you did have Toronto.
You.
Yeah, I think so too. And quick news and notes, coaching vacancies all over the place. Luke Walton now wants to know his fate as soon as possible because he's already being rumored to be the successor to Dave Yeager in Sacramento. The Cavaliers parted ways with their fill-in coach, Larry Drew. And the Grizzlies fired J.B. Bickerstaff and reassigned their entire basketball office. They're trying to do things a little differently.
Wow.
Poor J.B. I say again, and it's hard for me to say poor J.B. He's a friend. He's a good dude. I feel bad for him. They signed him to a multi-year deal. They fired him. He's still getting paid.
Yeah. I'm not going to feel sorry for that.
No, he's going to get paid, but it's a raw deal for him because he's now it's one of those situations where will he ever get another head coaching job?
Yeah.
He might just be a lifetime assistant.
Yeah.
From this point forward.
I'm not mad at that if I'm J.B., though. I'd be a lifetime assistant.
Would you?
It's just tough, Nick, unless you really like you're with Pop and you're in the same city for 15 years.
Those assistants don't get paid that much.
They get paid a decent check.
They get six figures.
They get paid a decent check.
Not all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, I'd do that.
Yeah. I would too, man.
With all the perks that come with it, you eat free 8 months of the year and
that's true.
All that kind of stuff.
That wouldn't be bad. A lot of travel.
Why Tad Brown became an assistant coach. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Two in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.